Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. Now to the Word of God.
Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. I truly thank God for everything that He is to us in this day and hour. I thank God for being alive today. I truly thank God that He blessed every one of you who had an opportunity to see another beautiful day. For the Lord had made this day for everyone to embrace His beauty, His handiwork. And truly, I thank God for Jesus Christ today. I'm praying, you should be praying, that the Lord will bless us in the days to come. We will be facing a lot of things in the time to come. And I thank God for Jesus Christ of our Lord and Savior. Thank God that I pray that people will receive Jesus before the new year come in. And I thank God for everything that He is to us, blessing us body, soul, and spirit. But most of all, I truly thank God for His righteousness. Without the righteousness, we will have no hope. We will have no Savior. And I thank God that Jesus was willingly to lay down His life to give to us the hope and peace and the right to the kingdom of God. But I truly thank God for everything that He is in this hour. I thank God for the prayer warriors, the intercessors, the ones who are the watchmen on the wall. Thank God for those who stand up for the truth. And thank God for the pastors, the ministers, the teachers, the bishop, the apostles, the prophets. Thank God for those who are able to carry the word of God, that Lord ordained them to carry His word in their vessels. And I thank God we are God's vessel that He could utilize to speak to His people in the days to come. There are going to be spiritual darkness cover this earth. But we who carry the light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be that beacon of light, praise God, that beacon of light that's sent on the hill to guide and to direct us into whatever we will be facing in the years to come. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. But most of all, I truly thank God for His word. But I would like to come and read a prayer that has to do with impossible. All things are possible to God if we believe and hold the faith. And truly, I thank God for Jesus Christ, for He is our hope and our Savior. And without Jesus, we couldn't do it. We couldn't make it. And I thank God for His righteousness. And thank God for everything that He is in this hour. And I want to read a prayer. Praise God. Prayer for impossible. And I thank God for Jesus. The disaster we see around us, Lord, are too great for us. Even the calamities within our own relationships are more than we can manage. And our own hearts are minefields of sin and trouble. You ask us to pray and say we will be able to move mountains. But so often we don't even try. We long to be bold and persistent in prayer. But the reality is most of the time we content with our troubles. They are familiar and, if not comfortable, at least more comfortable than your awesome power. Forgive us for our lack of faith, our fear, and our little love. We cast all these burdens at your feet. We cannot carry them, but you can. You can move mountains, and you have. You made a way where there was no way, be by redeeming fallen mankind at the cross. You pick us up and carry us with all our sin and pride and foolishness, and are carrying us still. Nothing is too heavy for our Savior to bear. Nothing exists that you cannot make new. And so, with fear and trembling, we pray for the impossible, for your kingdom to come and your will be done, both in us and in the world. Amen. And I thank God for Luke, the 3rd chapter, the 21st and the 22nd verse. And you know, Jesus said this, as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in a bodily form like a dove. A voice came from heaven, you are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. And I truly thank God for that prayer. Sometimes things do get difficult in our lives. And sometimes we don't have the mind to pray. We don't have a mind to read the word of God because so much things has happened in our lives. We face a lot of complications in our lives, whether it be a bad report from the doctor when he tells you about your health. It could be something happen on your job and they realize that they got to let you go. Praise God, because of the economy, the money. Praise God. Some of you may be facing a situation where one of the spouse might say, I want to end the marriage. Praise God. Some of you are having problems with your children in your home. Praise God, because they don't know how to get along with others. Praise God, you have a complication of whatever situation you're going, whatever you're facing. And you know, life is so funny. Life is so funny, praise God. But if we are the children of God and trusting God every step of the way, nothing too hard for the Lord when it comes to salvation. And you know, our journey is going to be hard. But one thing about it, if we trust in God and believe in his word, he will see us through every day. Yes, we are going to face challenges in our lives. We're going to face obstacles in our lives. I thank God for the story of David. When they tried to find someone who could fight that giant. And when the men, the Israelites, when they saw this giant, fear came on them. They were afraid because of his height, his stature. Praise God. But David, a young lad, praise God, taking care of sheep, he had to fight the battle to protect his sheep. He had to kill to fight for his sheep, to protect his sheep. And when he realized that no one could fight the giant, a Goliath, he took upon himself. But he did not go by himself. He had Jesus by his side. He had God by his side. And he trusts God and what he had to do to face the giant, to face his obstacle. You know, we got to learn to trust God. In the time we're going to be facing, things going to be rough, true enough. But long we carry the torch in the midst of darkness, and long we hold the light, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we will make it as long we got King Jesus. And David faced the giant of Goliath with the stones in his hand. And with a slingshot, he trusts God and learned how to face his obstacles. We got to learn to face the things that God wants us. This is a test that God is testing us. He's testing our faith. He wants to see how strong your faith is in him. You've been going through, but he's just testing you to see how much you love him, to see how much you trust him. And one thing about it, as long as we keep our eyes on the Savior, the Redeemer, the Messiah, he will see us through. Remember Jesus said, do not be dismayed, fear not, for I am with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Take his word for it and nothing else. Take what Jesus said and believe what Jesus is saying to us when we read his word. Trust him. Continue to trust him. Don't let the enemy throw you on the sidetrack. Don't let the enemy let you put doubt in your mind that God's not going to work out for you. He's working it out. Regardless of what you're facing, the Lord is with you at all times. So trust God. Believe in him. Don't let the enemy shake you. Don't let him discourage you in the time to come. I thank God for his word. I thank God that God is the possibility. When man says impossible, God says it's possible. When man says no, God says yes. When man says can't, God says you can. And I thank God we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So hold the faith. Hold up your head. Lift up your eyes unto the hill from which cometh your help. Trust God. Trust what he say in his word. Yes, things gonna get tough, but long you hold on and long you carry the cross and represent Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he will see you through in the darkest of your hour, in the darkest of your life. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. As long we trust God and hold the faith and believe in his word, hold the torch. Don't let God down, but hold the torch and let the Lord know, I'm going all the way, Jesus, because you are on my side. Hallelujah. What can man do unto me? For the God that I serve, he will deliver me. He will see that I be fed. He will see that I take care of my family. He'll see that I have a roof over my head. He will see that I have transportation. He will see that I have a better health. That's the Lord. Praise God. As long we trust him and rely on him and depend on his word, the Lord will be with us. So my brothers and sisters, in the body of Christ, hold the faith and trust God. Have a great and blessed day.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God. I am chosen, not forsaken.